from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you want to sell your house, if you want to get to packing, Mark Spain, markspain.com. Mark Spain will sell that damn house.
Dude, Mark Spain is everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean,
he's killing
is.
It.
He is. He is.
Billboards, probably even urinal mints, everywhere.
Yeah. You don't see that as much as you used to. You remember you used to see like an advertisement over the urinal? Like,
yeah.
I think all urinals should have like a TV.
I think for Falcons flyover, I should have a urinal mint with my face on it. That way you can just... like life has done to me, just urinate all over me. Hey, Braves up, end up with a split out in the desert last night.
What are we
night.
Doing?
What? That's just a kink. What do you want from me?
Hey, I guess everybody's got them. Anywho,
Max Fried did his job last night. The Braves' bats were flaccid. Hopefully the bats will become turgid. Weekend series in San Diego starting tonight, so hopefully they can take 2 out of 3 or sweep the damn thing and come back home with a good taste in their mouth, unlike the last West Coast swing when they went to Seattle and the L.A. and it was just a disaster, and that's when everybody's thinking, wow, something's not right with the Braves. So
that's kind of when the offense started going the wrong way.
Yes.
That was kind of the beginning of all of this.
Indeed, indeed it was. All right, let's who needs a wake-up call? 404-726-0929. Let's go up to Kennesaw and Tinker. Tinker, good morning. What you got?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Tink?
Hey, apparently this is going to be my annual summertime wake-up call for homeowners. When you have a serviceman come out, do whatever it is he's going to do, and his T-shirt looks like he lost a fight with a water hose, don't offer him a warm water bottle out of your garage. It's bad, boy. I did get pulled out of the fridge. Who drinks warm drinks? Do you?
It must be from England. They drink them over there, Tinker.
No ice can be found over there.
Just so from some clarity, I know you've met Tinker. He has came to some Dukes and Bell remotes. He comes to a lot of Dukes and Bell remotes when we're at Twin Peaks.
I imagine I probably have. Beard, thank you, Tinker.
He's got a beard. He actually is a heating and air guy. He's an HVAC guy. So he is in some tight crawl spaces, some attics working on that. So, that is true. And also, but do offer, while it should be cold, and Tinker's right, do offer. It's always nice, even if most of those guys carry stuff with them. But it's always nice to offer.
If the woman's home alone, wear something that Tinker would appreciate. Just a little scantily clad, just amp up the cliched porn movie plot.
I know a guy, and I'm going to say this, as I don't want to, you know, say anything to get anybody in trouble, but I know a guy that does do those kind of, not tinker, that goes to houses and performs, like, you know, maintenance service or something, mm-hmm. or fixing stuff. And I asked, is that ever, you know, you ever been approached? I think he's like, oh, yeah. It's happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he's like, obviously I didn't, because at the time, you know, he's married again, but at the time he was married. He's like, but he goes, yeah, I've been approached. And I was like,
it's a proverbial housewife's home alone. Gardener comes in for a drink of water.
Not the
bom,
music.
Bom, bom. yeah, and you did the old, like, 70s. That almost sounded like Starsky and Hutch music there for a second.
Like car chase music. Wow. All right, it is kind of funny. We were giving Georgia Tech some love. The possibilities of a 9-win season. We never talk about them because they haven't done anything to warrant us talking about it.
Well, that was what bothered me when they had Paul Johnson. They would win 9 or 10 games every couple years. But
and
yet,
he'd beat Kirby.
Yeah.
It was Kirby's first year, let's be fair.
Still beat him.
Still beat him.
With less talent.
Yep.
But everyone, it was, you know, everybody was kind of on that, you know, run him out of town. And then you got Jeff Collins, and it was just, that was the thing about the Jeff Collins era for me is he gets there, right? And he starts telling you how great he is and how he's going to create tradition at a school that has hundreds of years of football, years of football tradition, yeah. including, you know, I don't know, John Heisman as the coach at one point,
right.
And Bobby Dodd, and all this stuff. And, you know, he's telling you all these things. You're like, what? And then you're working out on the sidelines. And I think he won less games in 3 years than Brent Key has won in 3.5 years, and Brent Key has won in a season and a half. And so you've got a Tech guy in there again who understands the tradition, who embraces it, and wants to win the state in the right way and recruit, right? And so it's kind of cool to see Brent Key there. And I think that after a year, a season, and I guess you give him a half of that, interim year, you feel so much better about the school and the program than you did just a year ago.
You know why Brent Key has the job? You're looking at it.
Because you were.
I was on the air, and they were on the brink of hiring Willie Fritz, and I went on the air. I was standing up, pacing with a microphone in my hand. What are you doing? Brent Key is right there. He knows everything about all the challenges that Georgia Tech has. He knows the lay of the land. He clearly has a ton of passion for the program. And what, next thing you know, after my impassioned plea, Brent Key got the gig.
Well, this story, I'm going to give a wake-up call. And this story will actually, it's not about Tech, but Tech fans will enjoy it. Shmel Munden, Bo Hewley, both arrested recently, reckless driving. And the Bo Hewley one is one thing, but Shmel Munden is going to be a star player this year.
Yep.
He's a starter. He gets arrested for drag racing. He and DeMello Jones are driving side by side and accelerating. And Munden's in a Dodge Charger 2022. And DeMello is in a gray Porsche Panamera. So clearly college kids. And they stop both of them, and Jones just kind of pulls over, and then they have to get Munden. Munden is heard by the officer telling Jones, don't mention this in the group chat, while denying knowing Jones. And so then the cop let Jones go.
Lying to a police officer.
Yeah. And so the officer then asked Munden, who's still denying knowing Jones, says, you don't know him? Nope, nope. He goes, well, why'd you tell him not to mention the group chat? And Munden goes, so, are you married? I don't know that was the question, but he immediately changed the subject to asking about a personal question about the officer. But the oddest thing about it, and I don't know how bond goes in Athens, Clark County, but Munden and Hewley, who were both arrested on separate occurrences, were both released after $26. They paid $26 to get off.
Well, you know, I've told this story before, because I have been arrested in Athens after the 1987 Georgia LSU game for underage drinking. there is a bail bondsman up there. If you were wearing your shirt at the time you were arrested, you get out of jail free.
Oh, his shirt?
Yeah. If you're wearing the bail bond shirt, you will get out of jail free.
So you could have just worn that underneath your other shirt?
Yeah, you're gold.
Like, hey, look.
You're absolutely gold.
That is wild. But anyways, the wake-up call, Georgia players, first off, you got to understand that there's a target on you. You know, every time when you're arrested or when you do reckless driving or something, it is bigger than when other students do it. It's also bigger when, you know, it's going to be a national headline. I'm not going to sit here and be holier than thou and preach. I drove ridiculously stupid when I was young. I had my license suspended at one time. I was a moron behind the wheel. And I had a fast car, too, at the time. And I was an idiot. And I openly admit that. So I'm not going to preach about being smarter. But just remember that it's a bigger deal when it happens to you. And it isn't safe. And you know that. But I'm not going to get holier than thou. But just don't lie to the cops. That makes it worse.
Well, you know, the bottom line, look at it this way. I mean, this problem's going to persist. It's always going to be a couple of guys every year. It's going to happen. But, you know, thankfully, though, they have all this NIL money, so they're actually buying very safe cars.
Yeah.
Like the Porsche.
Well, that Panamera is pretty safe, right? That's the four-door, right? Is that the four-door Porsche? So it's safe.
It's always going to happen.
Let me tell you something. That Dodge Charger is like a tank. Yeah. I mean, you hit that's a big car for it being, but you're right, it is fast. I wonder if they didn't have in the police report if it was a Hellcat or not, but I imagine it might have been. But you know, it's like Mike Gundy said.
I've driven drunk 1,000 times.
No. I meant he's got NIL money to get him. They got NIL money to get themselves out of it these days. So it's hard to feel as sorry, but you know, you can say be smart, but who am I? Because I was
it's
young
not
and dumb.
Happen. They can impart on. They can do everything possible. Still going to happen because kids at that age, they have no impulse control. No impulse control.
Yeah, and you're bulletproof at that point.
Bulletproof. That's right. That's why they send the 18-year-olds into the. That's why they're the tunnel rats. All right, going to come back. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley about all things Braves and Major League Baseball in general. And can you give us just a little tease for Life of Squid? Have you come up with it yet, or you got to make it up on the run?
No, I've got one story that I want to talk about. There is a legend that is going to be new to the broadcast scene this year, and the show he's going to join could give us a lot of insight.
Jeff Collins.
He's going to teach you how to work out on the sidelines for games.
It's the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Friday, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the morning shift. Triple in for Tiffany, Mike Johnson on vacation. Tiffany's got to work this weekend, heading out to Dallas for that WNBA tilt. Of course, we got Squid and Dylon, Garrett Chapman, and we have Grant McCauley. Good morning, Grant.
Morning, guys.
Grant, I got to ask you this. For me, it's almost like baseball porn. A 1-0 pitcher's duel is just a beautiful thing to watch. I know chicks dig the long ball, but I love that sort of thing. You agree or not?
Yeah, I mean, I like to mix those in. I mean, it is one thing to be said for wanting to see enough offense to have your team sustainably winning, and we've talked about that a lot this season, but a well-pitched game. I mean, you like to see these still, and even in 2024 where the complete game has gone to die, but I guess that's been going on for a while, it's still fun to see this kind of back-and-forth battle. But yeah, for the Braves, unfortunately, it feels like they find themselves on the other side of a lot of well-pitched games this year, and that's unfortunate both for the offense and for the starters like Max Fried last night.
Paul Skenes leaves the game with a no-hitter. I know why it's done, but isn't it to the detriment of baseball not to let him finish it out, at least try to?
I mean, I hate it in the one sense that, you know, traditionally speaking, it's a special thing that, you know, you never know if you'll ever get another opportunity to throw one. But from a big picture standpoint, I can understand not sacrificing somebody's health for the potential of throwing too many pitches and maybe getting injured. And that is a story we've talked about far too many times as well.
Right.
And I think I was always kind of with you on the, you know, why not just give them a chance? And then I saw what the Mets did with Johan Santana about 10 or so years ago, more than 10 years ago now. And I just thought, man, that guy went through like years and years of injuries, and you let him throw 125, 130 pitches in a game, and then he was never the same again. So I don't know. Maybe there's something to be said for, you know, discretion being the better part of valor, something like that. But obviously the Pirates have a lot invested in Paul Skenes and could invest even more in the future if they want to turn their franchise around.
Yeah, and if he was averaging 14 pitches an inning through seven, he'd have been at 127 had he finished it out. So if he went through his average, I think it's right. Grant, Schoenbach had his best start of his career against Philadelphia. That's the way I see it. I thought it was phenomenal. Rob's talked about how he, you know, the bugaboo's been the fifth inning. He got through that. He pitched six innings, one run against one of the best lineups in baseball. How important is this start for him tonight, because to me, this is like one of those deals where he could kind of show that he's really turned the corner. I think he's been really good in three of his starts, but to me, this is a big start, and it's kind of like, hey, go show that you really built something in that start against Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I feel like he's shown stuff throughout, kind of to your point of, you know, what he can be, what he can do, but he would run into some trouble. Some of it, you know, for young pitchers is to be expected, obviously, with the development of going after major league lineups, particularly that third time through, which was a bit of an issue for him. And not all just, you know, giving up a bunch of home runs, but a couple of base runners here and there. Then maybe you give up that long ball, and all of a sudden the line that should have looked a lot better just based on how you watched him pitch the game gets kind of ruined and lost in the shuffle. But if you've watched Spencer Schwellenbach and just kind of seen how he goes about things, the arsenal that he has, and Brian Snitker told me last week, he said mound presence is something that this guy has. And at 24 years old, he's not a young prospect, still not a ton of innings under his belt, but kind of some life experience that came with, you know, the collegiate ranks, going through Tommy John surgery, bringing himself back, and, you know, really getting, I think, very focused on making the most of his opportunity as a professional baseball player. And sometimes I don't feel like a lot of that has gone into the young kid that you just drafted out of high school that maybe shoots up through the system real quick and then finally faces adversity at the big league level. I just feel like he's experienced a lot, and he uses that to his betterment on the mound. And I think that when you've got those kind of intangibles to go along with the tangibles, again, of that arsenal, this is a kid that has a chance to maybe carve himself out a nice little spot to help the Braves out in this rotation.
All right, trade deadline looming. Certainly the Braves are going to be buyers. What do you think AA is going to do? Is it going to be a corner outfielder, even shortstop perhaps, maybe starting pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, those first two were the ones that would be high up on my list, but obviously I'm not the one who's going to be doing any buying. But I feel like even though you've seen a little bit from Adam Duvall here over the last 10 days, it has been encouraging. He's still a streaky player, and I'm not expecting him to all of a sudden go from hitting under 200 to hitting 300 for the rest of the year. I don't think anybody is. But if he's able to just make those regular contributions, you still have that piece in place. But this was all designed about kind of having Adam Duvall more or less serve as your fourth outfielder. So I feel like, and with that being said, you get Michael Harris back in the mix, what Jared Kelnick is done, you're still kind of looking for your third man in that whole thing. So I feel like that's probably the main focus, what that looks like. Who's going to be sellers is a conversation I think I've had a lot over the past 3 weeks. Looking at the wildcard standings before the game last night, I believe there were six, if not seven, teams that are within three games of the final wildcard spot in the National League. It's not quite as jumbled in the American League, but I say all that to say some of these teams are going to have to decide very soon, are we buyers? Are we sellers? Do we just hold because we have a chance to maybe get into the postseason? And then what message are you sending your fan base if you are close, say within a couple of three games, and you just decide to punt with 2 months left in the season? That's all the optics, I think, that goes with the expanded playoffs, and I think that's exactly what Major League Baseball wanted, not to tamp down the trade deadline, but to have more teams feel like they are in it and have them go for it.
Well, just to that point, now my mind went somewhere. I was going to ask a completely different question, but to that point, have they thought about moving the trade deadline back a little bit, like maybe middle of August, to kind of maybe give it with more teams in it to kind of clear it up a little bit for teams?
You know, I've heard a lot of different, maybe theories would be the best way to kind of adjust it. I can understand, you know, having the trade deadline, you know, be where it is and the expanded playoffs and maybe trying to get a focus where teams are just forced into a decision right there. And maybe, again, it makes the club decide, hey, you know what, we are going to buy right now. And that is exciting. I mean, the Angels did it last year and nobody expected them to do it. Now, it blew up in their face spectacularly and they lost some top prospects in the process and Shohei Ohtani still left in free agency. But I will say this, and it doesn't make it any better for them. At least they tried. And so some other clubs out there may find themselves in the place where maybe not quite as many moves, but let's figure out if we can just get that one more starter or that, you know, one more reliever or one more bat that comes in and maybe does give us that opportunity to sneak into the postseason. But I feel like getting rid of the waiver trade deadline period kind of takes some of the intrigue out of that, you know, August pennant race where maybe there are some other decisions and maybe all of a sudden somebody does come over that you never expected to move, but hey, they cleared waivers and you can trade them. I always liked that, and I don't know what the real drive was to completely get rid of that other than to force teams to make decisions and to go all in earlier.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Hey, AJ Smith-Shawver, Ian Anderson, and Nacho, how do they play into the plans of double A through the rest of this season with a big league club, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think Ian Anderson is going to be a factor if you can get him back in and, you know, have that opportunity to continue kind of doing what they've done this year by having Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez be the recipient of that extra day. I know that takes a lot of finagling. Spencer Schwellenbach's been part of that. I think he could remain part of that picture. AJ Smith-Shawver, had he been healthy, was going to get that opportunity before it even went to Spencer. So that's the other thing in that realm. And, you know, you could utilize him in the bullpen, but you don't really have a big opening there because I think the bullpen's pretty well constructed right now, and that can change. You know, things can happen, but layers of depth, again, is going to be important for any baseball team. And, you know, we haven't seen what the final couple of months are going to hold, but I would imagine you better have a few just-in-case players that you can call on to help you out if there are some injuries and things. But, you know, I feel like with Nacho, this is the Braves just, I think, want to see more consistency from him, not just results, but being able to really hit the ball hard and to all fields. I think that's the one thing that he's probably most working on and developing at this point. It's not to say that he can't have success at the big league level, but major leaguers find out, major league pitchers, that is, your weaknesses and exploit them, even if you have that hot streak to start. I feel like that's kind of what happened to Vaughn Grissom.
All right, Grant, we see the usual suspects. We got the O's, Yankees, Guardians, of course, Dodgers, Brewers, Phillies. Who is that one team that might be being overlooked that could actually go on a run in the postseason?
That's a good question. I would definitely point at the Mariners because of their pitching.
Yeah.
And because obviously they had, you know, taken that step, it just seemed like maybe this year was going to be a step backwards for them. But I like that pitching staff, and that obviously can play big in October. And, you know, again, you only have to get hot for the right 3-4 weeks of the season, right, and you can really change the narrative about what you did in a particular year. So I don't know that I have a long list of teams that could really just shock and amaze me, but I do feel like the Mariners are one of those clubs. And if I had to look at another one, I'm just not really sure that anything jumps out in either of the Central races. And that is kind of, you know, the Guardians have come in and basically set up shop at the top of that division. I thought it was going to be a little bit more competitive and there'd be more clubs that, even if we're talking about that wild card scenario of, hey, we're within a couple of games, maybe we can win it here in the final month. I'm not sure that that's really a gateway into the playoffs now. And the East is so competitive, it just kind of pushes a lot of those other American League teams out of the race.
All right, Grant, kind of a newlywed, what is the wife going to make you do this weekend? Do you have to go to IKEA when you just want to take a nap on the couch? What's going to happen?
No, I think, I don't know that we've really planned anything, to be honest with you. And sometimes that's the best weekend, that when we Absolutely. Can get to that, you know, we've done all the work we can do. We've packed it all in Monday through Friday. Take it easy, spend some time with the dogs, and maybe get outside for a little while. That's probably at the top of our list. But, yeah, no other things that we have to do. And I feel like when you're an adult and you have to do all kinds of things all the time, taking a step back and doing nothing is pretty nice.
That is correct, Dr. McCauley.
Did you hear what he said, when you're an adult? I don't think you and I can say that.
I can.
Are you sure?
Yes. Huh. Grant, thank you so much, my friend. And I agree with you on the Mariners. That was a good call on that. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Grant McCauley. I love Grant McCauley.
You know, Grant's a lot of fun to hang out with. Me and Grant, we ran the streets for a little bit, you know, all of us, and when we first started working here. And it just, he's got a, his humor.
It's slightly sinister.
It is very sinister, actually.
It is hilarious.
And it's dry.
Yes.
And he's also got the unique way of making you feel like you're the dumbest person in the world. I love it. I absolutely love it. It makes me laugh.
All right. Coming up next, Life of Squid. What you got?
Yeah, there's another sinister guy that we're going to talk about with his humor who can make you feel dumb. And he's going to try to make you smarter come this fall. We'll talk about the who and the where and the when and the how and the why and all that stuff on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in. Me too. On Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Penultimate segment of The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra out there cobbling together their show. We're going to hand off to them in about 13 minutes or so. Braves leave the desert with a split last night. Max Fried gave up just one run over six innings. The problem is the Braves scored zero runs. Weekend series in San Diego, hoping to come home with two out of three and a nice winning road trip to feel good about yourself. And as we ramp up to the trade deadline, is it going to be a shortstop? Probably a corner outfielder with Alex Anthopoulos. So you never know. He could find a starting pitcher that he can't resist. You just never know.
Yeah, I think you would have to be a young guy.
Yeah.
A guy with control. And that would mean you would lose one of your young guys, which is okay.
If their young guy that you're getting is better than your young guy.
Yeah, yeah, and he's already a starting caliber pitcher. Is better than, like what is it, Crochet?
Cream of some young guy, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Just quoting movies, man. What do you want from me?
What is wrong with you?
Everything. How long you got?
Well, I got a minute. And 1 minute, give me in a nutshell, what is wrong with Rob Triple? You know what? Check that. Don't do that.
His mother should have embraced the notion of birth control. There were not
okay,
be confronted
okay.
With him.
You know, you've been really good today.
Until.
And then
All of a sudden.
Well, you know what it was? Is you interacted with people that weren't working on the show, you know, because Steak and Sandra, you just talked about, were out there.
Yep.
And Bo Johnson's out there. And now you're just going crazy. Now you're just like, I'm just off the rails.
Off the rails. We actually gave Georgia Tech some love today, too, because I'm really optimistic about what Brent Key has going. You got your entire offensive line coming back, except for one guy. Haynes King, underrated quarterback, probably arguably top two quarterbacks in the ACC. What can they do defensively? Of course, they open up August 31st over there in Ireland against Florida State. Mikey Bell's going to be there. I am going to try to find my way over there somehow.
Really?
I've got to. I can't afford it, but who cares? You know, you only live once.
That's right. That's what credit cards are for.
That's what Yeah, that's.
Should we start a GoFundMe?
Why not? Yes.
Are you going to get Sam to do it for you after you volunteer to do it?
Yes, I am.
Like GoFundMe. You did with the Letterman jacket? I'm
going to pass everything off to Sam Crenshaw nowadays.
Let's send Robbie to Ireland.
I do. I'll go. I got $5.
I got $5. Hey, man, you know what? Every journey starts with a step.
I'll give you 5,000 sky miles.
What would that get me to, Chattanooga?
Nah, I'd probably get you to, like, Kennesaw. I think it's...
That airport's too big in Kennesaw. It's too busy. I can't deal with it.
That's like $55. McCollum?
Are you ready for this? You want to do your thing?
Let's do it.
Squid Nation with the squiggly quiggly dudes.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Get over to WSauce.com right now. You can get your bottle of Bloody Mary mix. Rob's got his. He's gonna pour half of it in a cup and then pour vodka in the rest and shake it up and just drink it right out of the bottle.
Drink it like a V8, brother.
And now you're going to pour vodka in there. So you're going to drink it like a, you know.
The labeling is impeccable on that thing.
Dude, it's beautiful. And it's in Key West style.
Yes.
They do everything right, Bear and Burton. My boys at Bear and Burton's. All right. Also, go see my friend Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. Big truck.
You told me yesterday, El Camino's apply. He'll do it.
That's right. He'll probably even put a fifth wheel in that El Camino.
We are the nation!
Anthony's got to call me and get himself a shirt so he can wear it to the shop when customers are there. All right. Bill Belichick obviously didn't get the job here. And if everywhere that he was rumored to be talked about, he pretty much was not getting the job at. I personally think his career as a coach is done. And I'm okay with that because
I hope he is.
You know, I think he wasn't at first because I think it's clearly bothered him how it ended. And I understand that. But he has to look at that. He takes some of the blame and how it ended for him. But he has now agreed to join a show that used to be on Showtime. It's now on the CW network. I know it might still be on Showtime. I don't know. I don't have Showtime. I'm an HBO guy, but inside the NFL, Bill Belichick is going to join Ryan Clark, Chad Johnson, and Chris Long, and he's going to be the next guy on there. He said, "I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films."
Wait, Ocho's on there?
Chad Johnson is, yeah.
That's great. I just want to interrupt because one thing, because Belichick, there's a few things. I guess it's NFL Films. He had some interesting interactions with Ocho Cinco, where they're having a good time together. And
yeah.
Stuff like. So that's going to be good chemistry, actually.
He played, and so did Long. Chris Long played a season two there.
Yeah.
And all three of those guys are, of the other guys I aforementioned, they're pretty smart football dudes. I mean, the X's and O's stuff. I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films and work on such a historic television franchise. I've always appreciated inside the NFL's depth of analysis, and I hope to bring the same detailed insight to the CW by talking real football with real pros, blah, blah, blah. He immediately becomes the best football mind on that show. And if he allows himself to be free and not worry about getting a job and worrying about giving up things that might hamper, you know, him winning if he ever gets another job again, he might go down as he might be one of the best analysts in the game all around. And Nick Saban, who joined College Game Day, who's very Belichick-esque with his knowledge, will be the same. Well, he's getting retired, so he'll be free, but he'll be the same on College Game Day. Belichick has a rant, if you've never heard it. He's asked about special teams and the long snapper. And he's asked about the specialization of the job.
That was like his favorite question he's ever fielded. He just really became animated and excited about answering about what makes a good long snapper.
Yeah, Rob, he goes like 5 minutes on it.
Yes, fantastic.
And if Belichick treats this the way he treated that question, he'll have to be more concise. Trust me, I'm long-winded, and I get told to be more concise all the time, and I'm nowhere near as long-winded as him.
I've always tried to catch you up.
Yeah, and I always appreciate that. That's one of the reasons why you and I, people feel like we get along so so well is because we have a mutual appreciation for each other. But if he can be more concise, he is going to be so good. I am really excited about watching this show again. I haven't watched it in years because it kind of got stale. But I want to watch it with him on it. He is phenomenal. He's a football savant.
Well, Edelman and Gronk, they always say Belichick has a much better personality than you think. Same way with that Nick Saban. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, the Steakhouse is coming up top of the hour. We're going to hand off to Steak and Sandra in this hour. And your whole life should be brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You want to sell your house? You want to get to packing? Mark Spain's the man to do that. MarkSpain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Penultimate segment of The Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra out there cobbling together their show. We're going to hand off to them in about 13 minutes or so. Braves leave the desert with a split last night. Max Fried gave up just one run over six innings. The problem is the Braves scored zero runs. Weekend series in San Diego, hoping to come home with two out of three and a nice winning road trip to feel good about yourself. And as we ramp up to the trade deadline, is it going to be a shortstop? Probably a corner outfielder with Alex Anthopoulos. So you never know. He could find a starting pitcher that he can't resist. You just never know.
I think you would have to be a young guy.
Yeah.
A guy with control, and that would mean you would lose one of your young guys, which is okay. If
their young guy that you're getting is better than your young guy.
Yeah, yeah, and he's already a starting caliber pitcher. Is better than, like what's it, Crochet?
Cream of some young guy, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Just quoting movies, man. What do you want from me?
What is wrong with you?
Everything. How long you got?
Well, I got a minute. And 1 minute. Give me in a nutshell what is wrong with Rob Triple. You know what? Check that. Don't do that.
His mother should have embraced the notion of birth control. There were not
okay.
Be confronted
okay.
With him.
You know, you've been really good today.
Until.
And then
All of a sudden.
Well, you know what it was? Is you interacted with people that weren't working on the show, because Steak and Sandra, you just talked about, were out there.
Yep.
And Bo Johnson's out there. And now you're just going crazy. Now you're just like, I'm just off the rails.
Off the rails. We actually gave Georgia Tech some love today, too, because I'm really optimistic about what Brent Key has going. You got your entire offensive line coming back, except for one guy. Haynes King, underrated quarterback, probably, arguably, top two quarterbacks in the ACC. What can they do defensively? Of course, they open up August 31st over there in Ireland against Florida State. Mikey Bell's going to be there. I am going to try to find my way over there somehow.
Really?
I've got to. I can't afford it, but who cares? You know, you only live once.
That's right. That's what credit cards are for.
Should we start a GoFundMe?
Why not? Yes.
Are you going to get Sam to do it for you after you volunteer to do it?
Yes, I am.
Like GoFundMe. You did with the Letterman jacket?
I'm going to pass everything off to Sam Crenshaw nowadays.
Let's send Robbie to Ireland.
I got $5.
I got $5. Hey, man, you know what? Every journey starts with a step.
I'll give you 5,000 sky miles.
What would that get me to, Chattanooga?
Nah, I'd probably get you to, like, Kennesaw. I think it's...
That airport's too big in Kennesaw. It's too busy. I can't deal with it.
That's like $55. McCollum?
Are you ready for this? You want to do your thing?
Let's
here?
Do it.
Squid Nation with the squiggly quiggly dudes.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Get over to WSauce.com right now. You can get your bottle of Bloody Mary mix. Rob's got his. He's gonna pour half of it in a cup and then pour vodka in the rest and shake it up and just drink it right out of
drink
the bottle.
Drink it like a V8, brother.
And now you're going to pour vodka in there. So you're going to drink it like a, you know.
The labeling is impeccable on that thing.
Dude, it's beautiful. And it's in Key West style.
Yes.
They do everything right, Bear and Burton. My boys at Bear and Burton's. All right. Also, go see my friend Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. Big truck.
And you told me yesterday, El Camino's apply. He'll do it.
That's right. He'll probably even put a fifth wheel in that El Camino.
We are the nation!
Anthony's got to call me and get. He got to get himself a shirt so he can wear it to the shop when customers are there. All right. Bill Belichick obviously didn't get the job here, and if everywhere that he was rumored to be talked about, he pretty much was not getting the job at. I personally think his career as a coach is done, and I'm okay with that because
I hope he is.
You know, I think he wasn't at first because I think it's clearly bothered him how it ended. And I understand that. But he has to look at that. He takes some of the blame and how it ended for him. But he has now agreed to join a show that used to be on Showtime. It's now on the CW network. I know it might still be on Showtime. I don't know. I don't have Showtime. I'm an HBO guy. But inside the NFL, Bill Belichick is going to join Ryan Clark, Chad Johnson, and Chris Long, and he is going to be the next guy on there. He said, "I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films."
Wait, Ocho's on there?
Chad Johnson is, yeah.
That's great. I just want to interrupt because one thing is Belichick. There's a few things. I guess it's NFL Films. He had some interesting interactions with Ocho Cinco, where they're having a good time together. And
yeah,
stuff like that. That's going to be good chemistry. Actually,
he played, and so did Long. Chris Long played a season two there.
Yeah.
And all three of those guys are. Of the other guys I aforementioned, they're pretty smart football dudes. I mean, the X's and O's stuff. I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films and work on such a historic television franchise. I've always appreciated inside the NFL's depth of analysis, and I hope to bring the same detailed insight to the CW by talking real football with real pros, blah, blah, blah. He immediately becomes the best football mind on that show, and if he allows himself to be free and not worry about getting a job and worrying about giving up things that might hamper, you know, him winning if he ever gets another job again. He might be one of the best analysts in the game all around. And Nick Saban, who joined College Game Day, who is very Belichick-esque with his knowledge, will do the same. Well, he's going to retire, so he'll be free, but he'll be the same on College Game Day. Belichick has a rant, if you've never heard it. He's asked about special teams and the long snapper. And he's asked about the specialization of the job.
That was like his favorite question he's ever fielded. He just really became animated and excited about answering about what makes a good long snapper.
Yeah, Rob, he goes like 5 minutes on it.
Yes, fantastic.
And if Belichick treats this the way he treated that question, he'll have to be more concise. Trust me, I'm long-winded, and I get told to be more concise all the time, and I'm nowhere near as long-winded as him.
I've always tried to catch you up.
Yeah, and I always appreciate that. That's one of the reasons why you and I, people feel like we get along so well is because we have a mutual appreciation for each other. But if he can be more concise, he is going to be so good. I am really excited about watching this show again. I haven't watched it in years. It's because it kind of got stale. But I want to watch it with him on it. He is phenomenal. He's a football savant.
Well, Edelman and Gronk, they always say Belichick has a much better personality than you think. Same way with that Nick Saban. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, the steakhouse is coming up top of the hour. We're going to hand off to Steak and Sandra in this hour. And your whole life should be brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You want to sell your house? You want to get to packing? Mark Spain's the man to do that. MarkSpain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.